Welcome to Taking Charge of Your Health. This is the seventh episode of our special Health Matters series. This week we focus on outsmarting health disease. The cause of heart disease are related to lifestyle for the most part, which means that heart disease is almost entirely preventable. A few lifestyle changes can keep your heart healthy all through your elder years. Most heart disease is caused by a buildup of plaque inside the blood vessels that feed the heart. Eventually, this plaque interrupts blood flow to the heart. When that happens, the area of the heart not getting enough blood actually dies. This is called a heart attack. So the question is, how do we prevent plaque from accumulating inside the arteries leading to the heart? Most of you know part of the answer to that question. Don't eat foods that contain low-density lipoprotein cholesterol, known as LDL cholesterol. This is the bad cholesterol that has a very specific talent. It can invade the inner lining of arteries that have been injured. So what injures the inner lining of blood vessels? Well, ordinary wear and tear from aging is one source of injury, but that's within the range of normal and is usually low risk. What you need to pay attention to are five factors that greatly increase injuries to the blood vessels' inner linings. They are high blood pressure, smoking, high blood sugar, obesity, and oxidized LDL cholesterol. All and any of these factors can damage arteries. The cholesterol story boils down to this. Cholesterol is absolutely essential to body function. It is a key element of cell membranes. It is also key to the manufacture of hormones. Where do we get cholesterol? Some of it we get from food. Most of it, however, we manufacture in our liver. Now, as you know, there is good cholesterol and bad cholesterol. Saturated fat and trans fats drive the production of bad cholesterol, the low-density LDL variety. The good cholesterol that sustains healthy arteries, the high-density kind, are known as HDL cholesterol. To produce high-density cholesterol requires a diet that is low in saturated fat, trans fats, and bad cholesterol. Packaged food labels give the amount of fat and what kind of fat it is, so read those labels and learn the major food sources of bad fat. The main culprit to avoid is saturated fat. Animal and dairy products contain saturated fat, so that's where most of us have to start. A healthy heart diet contains minimal amounts of beef and pork. If you eat chicken and turkey, remove the skins. As for dairy products, they should be low fat. The healthy heart diet minimizes the consumption of cheese and butter. Butter, by the way, is often found in baked goods. Foods high in partially hydrogenated vegetable oils, also known as trans fats, have no place in a healthy heart diet. So where do we find the good fat, the kind we need to stay healthy? Fish is an excellent source. Salmon is one of the very best fat sources because of its essential omega-3 fatty acid contents. Same goes for walnuts. Here's a simple rule of thumb. Saturated fats come from animals and are solid or semi-solid. Unsaturated fats come from plants and fish and are liquid at room temperature. Unsaturated fats are what you want. Just remember that vegetable oils should not be partially hydrogenated, like Crisco and a lot of name brands margarines. Bear in mind that good unsaturated fat can be overdone. If you eat more fat than you need, even the good kind, the extra fat is stored in your tissues for future use. But fat cells are not just energy storage cities. They are secret networks of sabotage. Fats secrete more than 100 different chemicals into your body. Some of these chemicals cause inflammation, which is at the heart of plaque buildup and heart attack. When bad LDL cholesterol attaches to a spot on the inner lining of an artery, the inflammatory system forms a soft, mushy, sticky plaque over it. Over time, the plaque forms a hard, fibrous cap. So when bad fat is stored in your body, you are stuck with a double whammy, especially if the fat accumulation is around the waist. Whammy 1, the excess LDL cholesterol in your body heads for the artery lining. Whammy 2, the extra fat cells secrete chemicals that cause an inflammation response that winds up depositing sticky plaque where you don't want it. Regular exercise and a proper diet are the primary solutions to this predicament. There is another one as well, red wine. You may have heard about this one in the news. Red wine decreases inflammation, and it raises good HDL cholesterol levels. It also thins the blood, but only if it's consumed in moderation. Men should have no more than 2 glasses of red wine a night. Women should have no more than 1 glass. If you smoke and you want a healthy heart, the biggest step you can take is stop smoking. Smoking dramatically accelerates the process of plaque buildup. When you stop smoking, your risk of heart disease starts to decrease. By the end of the first year after you quit, you will have reduced your risk of heart disease by half, and your risk keeps going down. Sounds like a no-brainer, but giving up smoking is easier said than done. If you want to stop the nicotine habit, try seeing a doctor. There are medical aids to help you break the smoking habit. Health problems such as high blood pressure or high blood sugar are other reasons to consult your doctor. You need medical advice on how to keep those levels down. Same for the LDL cholesterol levels. Work with your doctor to lower your LDL cholesterol levels, especially if you have diabetes. It is imperative that you stay physically active if you want to minimize or be free of the risk of heart disease. Even people who have had heart attacks can increase their survival rate by 80% if they walk 30 minutes a day. This is the week to add resistance exercises to your Taking Charge exercise routine. If you have a copy of the Taking Charge packet, you'll find a series of resistance exercises on page 16 of that booklet. If you don't have a copy, you can pick up one at the Kim York Memorial Library, the Kamau Diabetes Prevention Program, the Neighborhood Facilities Recreation Office, the Food Distribution Program, or Humboldt Furniture. The resistance exercises are simple and invaluable. They will strengthen your ligaments and tendons. They will enhance the region of your brain responsible for coordination, balance, and general movement skills. All of the exercises can be performed at home. It is best to warm up a bit beforehand. So start by walking or marching in place to get your blood pumping. And once you get the hang of how to do them, incorporate 15 minutes of resistance exercises into your daily exercise routine 2 to 3 times a week. To repeat, the most important dietary change you can make to ensure a healthy heart, pay attention to the kind of fat you eat. The best is monounsaturated fats from fish and vegetables. The worst is trans fats. Which ones have you been eating lately? Are you ready to monitor your fat intake for the coming week and shift to fats that will keep your ticker ticking? If you're tuning in late to our Taking Charge of Your Health series, you can find the first 6 programs on our website. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Taking Charge of Your Health is produced and written by Cynthia Potent, engineered in this edition, read by Joseph Orozco. Thank you for listening. A sun in it.